Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I beat you to it, Reba.
Yes, you did.
You were jumping
it.
In there. I got there quicker. You snooze, you lose.
Hashtag Eric is bald. That's all I can say.
All right. I got to come up with some quippy hashtags here.
We are.
Fine.
We are. What? I was telling David, our producer, that you were going to come up with your, what is it, Ozness is awesomeness or whatever hashtag,
no, my last
if you could
name,
ever figure it out.
Rhymes with Ozness rhymes with awesomeness. That's how I can get people to pronounce it correctly.
Let's not even talk about what mine rhymes with.
N-E-S-S. And then people's like, okay, can you spell your name? Sure. A-A-S. And they go A-S-S. It's like, no. Let's try again. So anyway.
They do that with mine too, though. That's the thing, is we both have the double A with an S thing going on.
And you pronounce yours.
Yeah. Hass with class. Is that what you said? I need to start using that because people can never pronounce my name. And I'm always like, well, just remember pain in the Hass.
Well,
okay.
Spelled
the same.
I tell people double A means like a sob,
right.
The old cars.
See, they pronounce my name that way. And I used to have a teacher named Ms. Sob.
Yeah.
And she always called me Rebecca Haas. And I finally was like, look. I don't call you Miss Sab because my name is pronounced Hass. So, get it right.
There you go.
She never forgot.
All right. Well, we'll try and learn our audience here so we can do that correctly.
Yes.
Speaking of learning.
And teaching.
Yes. We have a first-time homebuyer class coming up this
Saturday. We do.
In the Eastlake District of Seattle.
Yeah, seats are filling up. If people want to get in on that, we have most of the room getting full. We have probably three more seats left.
That's right. And this is a state-sanctioned first-time homebuyer class. This is the official first-time homebuyer class. Taking this class entitles a first-time buyer to special financing programs and also access to special tax credits. So if you want those special programs, you got to take the class to get them.
Correct.
And this is one. And if anybody's interested in showing up, it's going to be from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. at the REMAX office on Eastlake, which is 2312 Eastlake Avenue East. You can make reservations by tweeting us at Team Reba or Eric is my banker. Or you can email us at info@teamreba.com.
Actually, if they would send us the email, that's probably preferred. You can still do the stuff on Twitter, but we have my assistant Angela helping track all the attendees right now. So
got
the
it.
Info at goes to her as well.
And that website is again?
Info
or that email
at,
address?
info@teamreba.com. Pretty simple.
Very good. All right. So join us if you're a first-time buyer. We'll have a lot of fun here on Saturday.
And we're actually going to bring lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it's a free class, we're pretty nice about it. We actually feed you too.
We keep people well fed.
Other people make you bring a brown bag.
We keep them sugared up. We're going to play the
Oh, you're going to bring cookies too?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just lunch. Okay.
And we're going to play the Skittles game.
Oh, I love the Skittles game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
okay.
You want to know what the Skittles game is?
I do not.
No.
No, I'm sorry. I do. I thought the question was,
that's the most
do
honest
I know?
Answer I've ever heard.
No, yes, I would love
no,
to.
No, I really answer. Don't care.
I really don't give a rip about your Skittles.
Yeah. No, yeah. I do not know what these Skittles
are. You can just
is.
Call up Marshawn and pass my Skittles right on
he's,
over.
He's looking at me and he's like, I don't like to talk about my Skittles. Yeah, that's a personal
matter. We
weren't
talking about your Skibbies.
What is the Skittles?
About your Skittles. The Skittles is a game. So we give people a certain number of Skittles, and then there's a board that has all the kinds of things that you might be looking for in a house, maybe by location, commute, number of beds, baths, yard, all this kind of stuff. And you have to take your allotted number and figure out by what means the most to you. Like maybe you put three Skittles on the thing that's most important to you, one Skittle on the thing that's not important, and you have to figure out, and you never have enough. So it helps people immediately start drill down what's important to them in this home purchase. Because a lot of times they don't think about it until they start getting out there. And this really helps kind of refine the process, and it makes it go a lot smoother for folks when they start kind of thinking about it in that mindset.
Many of our customers, they want the fireplace from that home with the bedrooms from another home with the kitchen from another home. And and even between a couple, you know, one has one idea and one has the other, but they've never really talked about it until they start looking at homes.
Right.
So this is a way to kind of get that dialogue going early.
Yes.
And it really does sort of help formulate, you know, some ideas.
It stops the fight or starts the fight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
You know, I always tell couples, I'm like, do it separately and then come together because some couples definitely find that they're very aligned with each other, and other couples obviously do find out that, oh, wow, man cave's not going to win out over the kitchen. Okay, got it. So, you know, just it kind of depends, right? But, yeah, because everyone comes from different backgrounds and thoughts. And, you know, I had one client recently that I asked them these questions of that must have and the would like to have, and they were like, we don't really care one way or the other. I'm like, you're going to care. Like I said, okay, all right, let's look at it this way. The rental house you're in, what don't you like about it? And then we'll work backward from that. And that was very, very useful, because then they started telling me, well, we can't really entertain. Okay, so that's telling me you want more of an open floor plan. Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of things that you can do to make that work out. But speaking of floor plans, we get to see the floor plans sort of in the work that you guys do. Now, obviously, for you, Jeff, that we get the total floor plan, right?
Yeah, full meal deal.
Yeah, so you get to cruise through it. You can see it in multiple levels. You see how it's all oriented together, which I think is really cool and what a lot of people love about it, right? Because otherwise, you get to the house and you don't really know all the time, right? So for you, Jesse, I mean, like, how do you coach any of your agents on how to maybe present those photos online so it makes sense to the consumer when they see them? Because you don't have the advantage that Jeff has, right, of touring through.
Well, I usually when I'm shooting, and most agents will just allow me to do my own thing unless they mm-hmm. have something very, very specific they want, some mm-hmm. angle. So I will shoot in a way that shows this room connects to that room mm-hmm. and so forth. And then when I send them to them, I'll put them in order, so they're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Whether they upload them that way, well, is another question.
That's the thing, you know, and they obviously can do whatever they want, but I think most of them end up uploading them in that order just because it's simpler. They don't have to rename them or anything.
Right, exactly. Which I wish more people did that, because that's the other thing that I laugh about. I looked at one the other day where somebody had the first picture was of the bathroom. Like you had the outside of the house, and then you had a bathroom.
Not the whole bathroom, probably the toilet.
Probably the toilet seat. Yeah, primarily. Yeah, it's like, look, there's the toilet. Oh, awesome. Okay, well, we're walking inside. Oh, I got to pee. Like, it's the first thing you associate.
Say it on the radio.
That's not one of the seven things.
Yeah,
we were talking about that earlier.
I could say that. But it was one of those things. I laughed because I'm like, what was this person thinking? And then, of course, orienting the photos. That's one of the other thing about having a professional do it, because you orient everything properly. Because I see all these ones where the room is, you know, on its side, and you're like,
in still photography, this kind of photography, you can usually tell someone who's doing this on professionally, because the, mm-hmm. as we say, the verticals are straight, which mm-hmm. if you look at almost any picture that you would take with your cell phone or anything like that, if it doesn't get adjusted in Photoshop, the walls on the sides will
curve slightly.
Oh, interesting.
It's just a natural thing, the way a photographic image works. So someone who's doing this professionally would know to straighten those lines and everything.
Got it. Interesting. Okay, I hadn't thought about that part before, but
that's the telltale sign of
professional photos so long.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to make sure that we get all of your contact info out one more time, because we do only have a few more minutes of the show. So go ahead and give us all of your stats. How can people find you?
The easiest way is seattlepropertyphotography.com. And just go there, mm-hmm. or just look up my name, Jesse Young Photography. You'll definitely find me.
Okay. And then you also have a Facebook page.
I have a Facebook page. I occasionally post on it, but it's not that much.
But someone could find your contact info
on
there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of the point of it. It's like an onboard.
Yeah, so Facebook, my own website, which is my...
I'm going to start giving all you guys a hard time about your social media, I swear. Okay, all right. And then also for you, Jeff?
So it's Seattle3DVideo.com, and if you want my phone number, it's 206-NOW-JEFF.
Ooh.
So an easy one.
Yeah.
Easy one.
206-NOW-JEFF.
See, that's like a real estate branding phone number.
I know.
That's pretty good.
Just, yeah.
Is it Now Jeff or Now Jeff?
It's Now Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't know, but at least it sounds better than, sounding like an escort service, though.
Yeah.
Now Jeff.
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
Oh. Well, I guess the single ladies can find you at
Now, Jeff.
Now, Jeff.
Well, I want you to know I just took both of your photos with my smartphone camera, so you can yell
post
at me
it to
later
social
about
media.
That. We'll post that on social
we'll
media.
Make sure the verticals are straight.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
Thank you all for joining us here in Open House at Team Re. We'll be back next week every Tuesday at 3 o'clock on KKOL Business Radio 1300.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.